This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado restaurants will only be able to give plastic utensils and condiment packages to people who ask for them under a bill being considered at the state capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The goal is to cut down on waste, one plastic fork and packet of soy sauce at a time. Denver recently passed a similar policy. Restaurants can offer these items, but not automatically toss them in the takeout bag. Opponents say restaurants should be allowed to decide for themselves what they provide to patrons, and that a government policy is overreach. The bill has bipartisan sponsorship, but if it passes, most of its support will likely come from Democrats. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Students in Douglas County left their classrooms by the hundreds yesterday to protest recent school board actions. The walkout follows a tumultuous week that ended with the board firing Superintendent Corey Wise. Acela Strauss, a junior at Highlands Ranch High School, was critical of how the board ousted Wise.
Everything was very unethical, the way that it was treated. He wasn't given any fairness when it came to it. The majority board, we could see, clearly did not care about the students' voices, about the community's voices.
There is a pending lawsuit against the board majority. It alleges they violated Colorado's open meetings law as they made plans to fire Wise. And in Jefferson County, the head of the public health department is stepping down. Dawn Comstock has been in the role for about a year. The reason for her departure is not clear, but many public health officials have been under intense pressures and sometimes sharp criticism while managing issues like vaccines, masks, and mandates. The county's health board president said in a statement, Comstock's resignation was accepted Monday. The Denver area is in the 50s this afternoon, sunny and breezy. Colorado Springs has similar conditions, Vail 30s and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.